for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We are so appreciative of your efforts and expertise. We have our conversation and leave it in your capable hands, and it turns magically into a radio program. And today, Jerry, we got some chuckles going on pre-recording. We have a very upbeat guest, a return guest with us. Gina is here. We were going to do two programs today, but timelines didn't work out. You said we're going to have we wanted to have a staff member and a resident. And so in Gina, we have a staff member who was a resident. So we'll just cover both the bases. So make the introduction, Jerry, and whatever's on the top of your mind, and then we'll hear from Gina.
What's on the top of my mind is when you referred to the chuckles that were going on in here before we turned on the mic. And you look at Gina, you can maybe possibly hear the chuckles in the background. There is something so glowing about Gina. There is something so inviting. There's something that when she's not here, we miss, because that's usually what she brings to this place, is that energy, that love, that here I am, ladies, let's go. She just sort of has that kind of presence, Jim, that I think lightens the load of a lot of the women. And I love her for that. We really appreciate Gina. And yeah, we were going to do two shows today, and one of them I wanted to get one of our program gals, because we had a Christmas party for them yesterday, and it's always one of our sweetest moments of the year when we do that, and then we share. But as you said, we didn't have time, so Gina is now on staff. She doesn't normally work this shift, but Janelle is sick, so Gina's pinch-hitting for her. So we get to hear her as a staff member, but then Gina graduated from Crossroads in 2011, I think, was it? 2010. So we get the best of both worlds today. So not only is she staff member, former resident, she's been to at least three of our parties. Yes. So she's a party planner, a party planning expert.
Cool. I was at just to give you a little word help here, I was at a family wedding this last weekend, and the bride reminds me a lot of Gina, and her maid of honor in her speech referred to her as luminescent.
Yeah.
And I think that lights. We get that same kind of glow and light and bubble from Gina. Gina, let's back way up. Give us a timeline of the pre- Evangel Home days, the pre-lit before the light bulb was screwed into the socket. What was your world and what has it become?
My world was a lot of chaos. It was confusion. It was just doing the same thing over and over and not getting the results. Just out there, wild and gone. Until I came to the pink door in 2009. I walked to that pink door. And
now, how'd you hear about Evangel? Why did you wind up here? How did this happen?
One of my good friends looked it up online, and I read it and looked at the website, and I was like, okay, I'll just try it out and see what it's about.
Okay. Remind us again, you knocked on the door, somebody answered, you walked in, looked all around, and you thought,
wow, this is nice. Okay. This is going to be okay. I'm not scared. It's not a cold bunk bed place. It's actually a beautiful home.
With bedrooms and nice blankets and quilts and all of that. Pillows.
Yes.
So you were at the crisis shelter.
Yes.
And at what point in the process did it occur to you that you needed more help than just a temporary place to lay your head?
When I was tired of running and I wanted to stop running and to deal with it and to allow God in my heart and to grow that relationship instead of just knowing him.
Yeah. Did it take you a week, 2 weeks here to come to that conclusion?
No, it actually took me almost my exit date before I decided to apply, because I didn't want to go over there with the mindset of just to come across the bill there for 9 months. As you would say, a streetwise, like, oh, I got to come up. I wanted to do it for the right reasons. And that's when I prayed on it, and I thought, and I was like, okay, can I apply before I go?
Jerry, do you remember that?
Well, I don't remember that specifically, but I the the umbrella generality of that is usually if a woman waits until the day of, that she's supposed to leave or the day before, we're going, yeah, right, she needs a place to live. Of course, she's going to apply now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if we said that about Gina. Obviously, if we did, we changed our mind because, and you know, Jim, they're not allowed to apply for the program until they've been here for 2 weeks. And so we have to really let God have some of his time with them, too. If we're saying, okay, you can't apply for 2 weeks, and then from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, you better make up your mind, because if you apply on the last day of the fourth week, well, then you don't, that's just phony.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't possibly say to those women, you have only a two-week period here, and we will discern how honest you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to allow for what Gina went through. But it is interesting because there was a behavior about Gina. There was something about Gina that said to us she was very sincere. The one that wouldn't be sincere would say maybe the person who's gone all the time, who always has something to do, but they never really do it. Then they're gone again. We never really see them. And then it's their time to leave, and they say, oh, then they want to apply for next door. Well, at that point, we would think, probably this isn't going to be a good candidate.
Yeah.
That was not Gina. Gina was someone who was plugged in here, so we knew fairly well. We do not go to the women and say, have you thought about applying? No, I think you heard me say to Jennifer today, because she stood out there and said, I've been, my 2 weeks are up today. So that's code for I want to apply.
Yeah.
But we don't go to them and ask them, because then we get into a dangerous position of playing staff favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're, of course you're going to want someone to apply if you really like them, but what about the people you just don't connect with?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't want to get into my speeches today.
Well, let's cover 9 months in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
What was your program?
9 months of really dissecting me and being honest. Like,
I've never heard that word. That,
I think that's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. Yeah.
Hire that woman.
I had to really look at me and be honest with myself and realize I had wrong and I needed fixing, and only one that could fix me was the classes and allowing God to fix it with the classes.
Uh-huh.
The classes are hard. They're not easy, but they're worth it.
So is there one or two or three classes that were especially meaningful to you where you were in your world?
Oh, yeah, quite a few of them. Quite a few of them. Issues of abuse was one. Boundaries is one that I'm still applying today.
Uh-huh.
So that's a very good one. I still have my booklet. I have to go back every once in a while and refresh my mind on it. And the other ones were kind of hard, but I challenged it. The steps are really challenging.
You know, I'm going to interrupt Gina with the boundaries thing, because we never stop learning boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Gina now on staff, it's fun. Well, I don't know if fun is quite the right word, but it's interesting for me to watch her kind of wrestle with how do I do this, how do I not, and maybe go ahead and do something that turns out to not be the right way, but then allows correction. Because we never stop learning boundaries. And, and when you're on staff here, we cannot possibly write down everything you can and can't do. So sometimes you just bump into things, and then you jump back. And okay.
Boundaries are principles, not hard and fast
exactly.
steps and rules.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to apply them to a given circumstance. Okay, you've graduated.
Yes.
Now, immediately, did you come onto staff?
No, not immediately.
No. I will not hire them until they've been gone at least a year. And even then, it's risky for them.
Okay. What was that year?
That was in 2011.
Yeah.
Did you go into Community 12, Connection?
Yeah. I went into Community Connection only 2 months because I got married.
Yeah.
So I had to leave.
Yeah. She came to tell me that, and I said, maybe you should think about moving out now.
So I left, and I still stayed in contact. I was doing chapel, so I still had my foot in the door. I still consider this home. I was still coming around. I was seeing everybody. And Jerry was watching me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is a thing. She was watching me to see how my response was.
So when did you come on staff, and what is your position?
I came on staff in 2012, the end of 2012, like towards the end of 2012, and I am now a house manager full-time at the Crisis.
So you've been doing that for a year?
Yes.
Okay. What is your life outside Evangel Home?
My life outside is good. It's marriage life is going good, has ups and downs. But it's worth it, because I understand you have to put, it's hard work, but you got to fight to keep it. And now I have grandkids, and I just recently lost my son. That was in September this year. But I see God was training me or keeping me to be here, to go through that tragedy instead of me being out there. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, that's when you really pull together, Jim, when there's someone like Gina that you just love so much, and you know that in the past, that kind of death, we would have lost her to the streets again.
I think we need to address that now that we've put it out there for our family.
Gina's son was murdered.
Yes.
And she's not the first staff member who's had that kind of loss. But it is also not the kind of thing where the other staff members who have suffered that are necessarily going to be right there all the time, because then that brings that back to them.
Yeah.
But I do remember, Jim, so specifically when Rosalind's son was murdered about 10 years ago, I think, if it was that far. And Rosalind at that time, who is now on staff, at that time she had graduated from the garden. Mm-hmm. She was living in Community Connection. And she had only graduated like a week before he was murdered. I remember her son being at her graduation and giving her flowers. And then a week later, he's murdered. And I remember running into Rosalind in the back area by the kitchen, the laundry room area. And I remember face-to-face with her with my hands on her shoulders, and I said, "We are not going to let Satan drive you out of here." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Why would I leave here? This is my family." Mm-hmm. And that's the exact same feeling I had with Gina. Now, Gina wasn't here for me at that point to put my hands on her shoulders and my nose in her face, but she still stayed connected. And by now, I and other people on staff know Gina well enough that if she's not responding to something, or she is responding in a way we don't think is Gina, there's going to be somebody knocking at her door, which I think is very different than what would have happened in the past. She would have given into it, been with the same kind of people doing the same kind of thing, and now she's with people that expect different things from Gina. We expect the light, and so we fight to keep it.
Yeah, that's... I can't even address that. I mean, I just can't imagine outliving your child, and especially in such a terrible and tragic event.
Thank you, Gina, for even being able to mention that.
Yeah, thank you very much for even bringing that up. We're real close on time. Any quick thought to our listeners going into the new year?
Going into New Year's, just give it to God and let go. Time is coming to a winding down, and it's time out for plan. Be serious with God and grow your relationship. And hold on strong to him.
Yep. Thanks. Jerry, you have 20 seconds. Any thoughts in the new year?
I'm sort of speechless, I guess, because I'm thinking one of our thoughts is we're really looking for new friends for Evangel Home, either financially, prayer-wise, or just to come along and support and do chapel.
Okay.
So if you've never made that call and you're interested in any way in helping us, now's the time to do it.
And even if you're a friend on Facebook, share the posts, spread the news among your contacts out there, because that's a great way to expose what's going on here. We're out of time. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, our listening friends, for joining us on this adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.